decades of timeless favorites. 98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Real time.
invite you to stand as you're able. And we begin this service just as we began our entrance into the kingdom of the redeemed in the water and word of holy baptism. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, of a virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in his stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we continue with the introit this morning, a portion of Psalm 48. The one who endures to the end
will be saved.
Let Mount Zion be glad.
Let the daughters of Judah rejoice.
Walk upon Zion, go around her, number her towers.
Consider well her ramparts, O doers of citadels.
That you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever.
He will guide us forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. The one who endures to the end
will be saved.
Pray to the Father and to the Lord, by your bountiful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Daniel, the 12th chapter. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," declares the Lord, "I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple and signs at the close of the age. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." As he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when all these things will these things be? What will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus said to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on guard, for they will deliver you over to councils. You will be beaten in the synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. When the gospel is first proclaimed to all nations, when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our unity of faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of was substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified for Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. You may be seated this time and invite the children to come forward. Scared? What scares you? Your brother? Public competition. Okay, that's interesting. What? You what? Afraid of the dark. Well, that's a common one. Many people are afraid of the dark. And when you get older, it's not so much fun driving in the dark anymore either. Yeah. Jesus, in our gospel lesson, is telling his disciples that there are going to be some things that happen at the end. They said, look at the beautiful buildings. He told them there will not be one block standing upon the other. It's going to be totally destroyed. And the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed in 72 AD, about 40 years later, by the Romans. He also said, people are going to come and say, I am he. They come in his name, lead people astray. Parents and kids are not getting along. All kinds of things. There'll be famine. There'll be earthquakes. And all kinds of other things. There's a lot of scary things. But he also told them the one who lives to the end, and sort of endures to the end, will be saved. That means those who remain in Christ Jesus will be saved. You've been given a wonderful gift in the water and word of holy baptism. You have the gift of faith. You have learned to trust. And you'll continue to learn to trust, love, and fear God in all things. But sometimes we fail. But he has gone through all of that. Remember, he came. He died for us on Calvary's cross. He was buried in the tomb. And he rose again on Easter. He's conquered death, the grave, and Satan himself. Well, we will still have trials and troubles. We'll be scared at times. But remember, Jesus has already gone through it. He did it all for us. Not for himself, but he did it for all those he loved, his creation, his creatures. Let's pray. Mighty God, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son Jesus as our Lord, Redeemer, and King. He himself has gone through all the scariest of things, death, burial, and resurrection, all for us, for our sake, because he loves us without end. We thank you for that most blessed gift. When we're scared, help us to come to him and ask for his protection, his guidance, and help us to share his love also with those we meet. When he comes back again, as he has promised, we will go back with him to heaven to live eternal life, to honor, worship, and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You are dismissed. Let us go. We will continue with hymn 508. The day is surely drawing near.
Thank you.
peace of yours from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by the presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Your brothers and sisters redeemed in Christ Jesus. Anyone of you looking forward to the end times? The end times, are they going to be a time of fun? I don't think so. At least not according to the Word of God, anyway. There will be anything but fun times. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been seen since there was a nation till that time. In the Old Testament reading in Daniel. Many will be led away by false Christs, claiming they are He. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. Famines will be around as well. They will bring you, the believers in Christ Jesus, before councils. They will beat you, bring you to trial, and hand you over for punishment or death. Brother will deliver brother to death. Father delivering his child. Children rising against their parents and putting them to death. Yes, the believers in Christ will be truly hated by all. Fun times? I don't think so. Essentially, all hell will be breaking loose. And that's what Holy Scripture describes. That old dragon, Satan, thrashing about with his awful, powerful tail, spreading murder and mayhem wherever he can. You see, Satan will be getting in as much destruction as he possibly can, because he knows he only has a short time left. He'll be fully venting his rage and hate and anger upon God's creatures and his creation. Satan will be doing all that he can to make the love for the Father of many to grow as cold as his own. Yes, all hell will be breaking loose. The world will be coming apart at the seams as it's driven into a frenzy by the Prince of Lies, the Father of Lies, the Lord of Chaos and Darkness. Fun times? Absolutely not. Anything but fun times. Then there's the good news from verse 13, from Mark chapter 13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Great Lord, all we have to do is make it through the no man's land of the battlefield of this world, and then we'll be saved? We just have to survive a full frontal assault of the raging powers of hell, and then we'll make it? That's the good news? Really, Jesus, that's all you've got for us this day? If we endure it in the time of trouble, such as never been seen before, we will be saved? Come on, really? You know who you're talking to, don't you, Lord? You're talking to poor, miserable sinners. That's you. Surviving unprecedented trouble is supposed to comfort us. Oh, Lord, please help. Oh, Lord, remember, we're the ones who don't like it when airplanes were riding and bounce all over because of the air currents. You're telling me that all we have to do is survive the very earth dropping out from underneath us? We're the one who used to lie awake in our bed, fearing the nuclear bomb that might fall from the sky at any moment. We're someone who's tortured by the thought that someone might not like us, let alone be angry with us, and, heaven forbid, actually hate us. Remember, we are those who like to please everyone. We like to please people. We're those who always have the candy dish full, the coffee pot on, and there's always cookies or cake available. He who endures to the end, Lord, you know who you're talking to, don't you? The guy who was traumatized by a stroke and left sorting out an anxiety of it all for the better part of a year or more. You're talking to this guy sitting over here, this guy standing right here, preaching your word. Endure? That's all we have to do? I don't know. How, O Lord? You know that we are people who have nothing. Yes, we know you do. It's just as you knew that Peter and James and John and Andrew didn't have anything either. Peter, that big talker, who denied you not once, not twice, but thrice. James and Andrew, who ran for it, and John, who just stood by and watched it all happen. Peter and James and John and Andrew, who hid away behind locked doors, trembling in their sandals for fear of the Jews after your crucifixion. Yes, you knew them when you told them about the destruction, the center of their life with God, the tearing down of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. You knew them when you foretold them the tearing down of your own body. You knew them when you talked to them about all those terrible things that would happen within their own lifetimes. You knew them when you described what actually would happen to them, how they would die. You knew them in all of their fears, all of their weaknesses, and all of their sins. When you told them, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. And that was your good news for them? Is that the same news that you have for everyone here this day? If that's so, how can anyone be saved? What hope do we have for enduring all that you lay out before us this day in your word? So many of us struggle, as it is, with the little tremors that come along with our life in this sinful world now. Others feel completely overwhelmed already with the trouble they are facing in their lives, let alone facing all that you lay out for us this day in your scripture. What hope can we have of enduring all of that? What hope to endure do we have but to look to you alone who has endured all these troubles before us and for us? How true it was when you said to the told us before, with man it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible with God. What hope do we have to endure all these things but to look to you alone, the one who has endured them all before us and endured them all for us? You were betrayed and abandoned before us and for us. You were delivered over to the council and beaten before us and for us. You stood before kings and governors, before and for us. You were hated by all before and for us. You were scourged, you were crucified, before and for us. The earth trembled and the sun went dark as you suffered and died, before and for us. It is why Jesus says, I was made man, suffered, died, and endured to the end. Yes, Lord, you endured it all before and for us, so that we might be saved. And on the third day, you rose in victory over it all. You've ascended to the right hand of God the Father in heaven. You're now clothed in glory and power before and for us. Yes, dear Lord Jesus, we dare not face these end times without you. Only in you, Lord Jesus Christ, can we endure to the end. And our endurance must be your endurance. Our victory can only be your victory. Our salvation must be your salvation. The law that you've laid upon us this day, O Lord, only you could bring us to the end of ourselves, so that we might put our complete trust, love, fear, and faith in you, build our hope on you, and you alone. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ Jesus is here to encourage you and me to do just that this day. And he comes to us this day in his body and blood as he gives himself to us and invites us into him. He points us back to our baptism, where he came to us as we are brought to him, so that we might abide in him forever. When all hell is breaking loose, and it will, because it has already been broken loose, the Lord Jesus says, hide in me, stand in me, endure in me. It's why I was made man, why I suffered and died, why I endured to the end, before and for you. for apart from me it is impossible. Apart from me, you are eternally doomed. But see here in the bread and the cup the truth that you don't need to do it apart from me, because as I promised, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. End times, fun times? Absolutely not fun times. But blessed times? Yes. Yes, indeed. Blessed times because they make us, lead us, and cause us to trust in that Blessed One, and in the Blessed One alone. So it is with all the hard times of life in this world. We fix our eyes on the Faithful One, whose promise to us is forever sure. Never will I leave or forsake you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will lose none of you, not one. The Father has given you to me, who has given you to me, is greater than all. No one and nothing can snatch you out of his hand. Trust, believe, and you will endure to the end. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive with Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able. We will continue with the prayers of the church. All any petition, Lord, in your mercy, you respond with, hear our prayer. O Lord God, preserve your church throughout the world. Keep us ready at all times for your Son's glorious return. Lead us to proclaim with all zeal his coming to the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Bless all pastors and ministers that they may preach the pure doctrine of God's saving word, which will never pass away. Give faith to all who hear, that in Christ they may have the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks, Holy Lord, for the fruits of the earth provided by your hand. Supply the needs of all who grow, process and distribute our food. Move us to share these bountiful gifts with our neighbors in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy. Uphold all in authority, especially the President, Congress, our governors and legislatures, and all judges. Graciously enable them to lead according to your guiding will and for our good. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, the blood of Christ gives us confidence into the holy places and draw near to you with true hearts and the full assurance of faith. Behold your servants who are in difficult and trying times, those who are in prison, those who are hospitalized, those in rehab and care facilities, those recovering from illness, injury, and surgery, those undergoing surgery, those confronting cancer, those suffering from chronic pain and affliction, those who are lonely and homebound. Grant them comfort, peace, and strength according to your good and gracious will, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Abide with those who mourn, especially the family and friends of Al Brandt, Jr. Grant them comfort, peace, and strength in this time of loss, and guide their focus upon Christ's empty cross and his empty tomb, where he defeated sin, death, and Satan to give us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Return your sisters and brothers in faith, giving thanks and praise to celebrate birthdays this week, including Bev Bender, Tabitha Hooth, and Harriet Groom. May they and all you redeem by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Author and giver of all good, your Son gives us his very body and blood, which he purchased the world's redemption at the cross. Prepare our hearts and minds to welcome with thanksgiving the sign and seal of his new and eternal covenant, that in the forgiveness of sins we may look forward to the day of his return. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoice in his victorious resurrection from the dead. We draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us For to you alone we give all honor and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh, and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead, to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you, O holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, that when he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." So he also took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, give to his disciples the drink of it, all of you, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This is often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. Thank you. invite you to stand as you're able to sing this Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you refreshed us with this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy would strengthen us for the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord bless you and keep you, but make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
The time of worship is over. Go and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Go forth with God's grace, love, mercy, and peace. As you love, trust, and serve your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We will, with the help of God. Hallelujah.
We close with hymn 575, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
Thank you.
announcements, men's club tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, confirmation on Wednesday. Next Sunday is the last Sunday of the church year. That means we go into Advent right after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving service, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and I'm going to have fellowship afterwards. So you know there's going to be something made out of pumpkin, right? So maybe pecan as well. So that's coming up on the 28th. I have been nominated for the position of circuit visitor for our Circuit 16. I've appointed Jeff and Pam Fuma from St. Paul to be the lay delegates for the forum. We'll do it by email. Right away, Grace asked me, which one is she supposed to work for? And I said, well, I appointed, let the board order go. I said, whatever you want to do. So I'm going to serve, nominated, not by anyone here, by another congregation. Dan Chesler earned circuit visitor.
1450 AM, 98.7 FM, WDLB, Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the few Democratic success stories on Election Day was Alyssa Slotkin, elected to the Senate from Michigan. She's a former CIA analyst and tells ABC's This Week she has issues with some of President-elect Trump's staff picks, including his selection of Tulsi Gabbard for National Intelligence Director.
Speaking truth to power is one of the most important things the intelligence community does. And if you have someone in there who feels more beholden to telling the president what he wants to hear, I got a real problem with that.
The president-elect Saturday named Chris Wright, the chief of a major fracking company, as nominee for Secretary of Energy. President Biden today will be in the Brazilian Amazon. He'll discuss the environment and conservation effort today after his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Peru. Power outages reported in parts of Ukraine after Russia unleashed more than 200 drones and missiles targeting Ukraine's power grid. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizer's Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizer's has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WDL. LB Marshfield.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain.